Good afternoon, evening. It's time for Win by Two. Your host, Spencer Porter, and thanks for joining us. It's a fun episode to talk about the NFL. I know it's wacky to do it in March, but the NFL is king. Some fun proposals for you, and tiny bit of free agent drama and draft picks, as you know, the NFL draft is the next big thing for the NFL in this calendar. Big drop, Jason Kelce officially has retired. You know, an amazing career. Could argue he's the greatest center of all time, but good for him. He's a lot more low maintenance compared to, well, the other Kelce, who in his own right is phenomenal on the football field, on the gridiron. So the projection is, of course, that Caleb Williams is going to go number one overall, and I'm here to tell you he should. Justin Fields is just ridiculous, in my opinion. They got to try to trade this guy. Of course, they won a lot. I don't know if you're going to get much. Justin Fields just really isn't that guy. You know, you need to watch a whole game of Justin Fields, not his YouTube clips where, you know, he looks like, you know, he's a god from a video game. You know, Fields is, you could argue he has improved as a rookie, but most things improved, but his rushing numbers, you know, a year two were great, but this last year weren't anything special. Obviously, he did miss a few games, but, you know, he really has these Zach Wilson numbers, 82.3 passer rating as a career, 40 touchdown passes in a career, in three seasons worth. You know, 40 games, he hasn't played every game, he's been a little banged up, which also could be a knock. 40 touchdown passes, 30 interceptions, 14 rushing touchdowns, 16 fumbles, only two lost. That's actually a crazy ratio. So good for him in that sense. But he's just not the guy. He misses open people. And, in college, really, you can just go, oh, talent. You know, this guy's better than that guy. But in the NFL, the extra step is the salary. And Justin Fields is getting to the point where you got to pay the man. You got to give him, you know, rookie contract is going out the window. He's getting into the stages where you got to pay him. So drafting Caleb Williams also allows them to go cheap. Restart. Because Caleb Williams will be on a rookie deal. Of course, his signing bonus and being a rookie, the number one overall pick, he's, you know, still going to be getting paid. But, you know, Dr. Pepper Fansville and all his other gigs and Wendy's, they got him right. You know, live in LA, go to USC for a couple of years. Yeah, he don't need money, but I think he's ready to prove he's a dog, and he's better than Justin Fields. I think that's just easy to tell. Justin Fields, people think, yeah, he's probably going to go to the Falcons. That seems like the best fit. Russell Wilson has just been cut by the Denver Broncos. I think his best fit is Pittsburgh, but tough for Denver taking, I mean, literally $85 million in just dead cap just from that Russell Wilson debacle contract, which is just crazy. Crazy how some of this money, just how valuable it can be, how it seems like, you know, certain teams are in some of those, you know, even on the Patriots dynasty, just some teams have a great year and it just seems like they're on the clearance rack. Or even the Seahawks 2 years ago, it seems like every draft pick they had was playing, was balling, and they got him for a bargain. And then you have these other moments where it's like every guy's outrageously expensive. This contract with Russell Wilson was lucrative, and it did not work out. And it just goes to show, I mean, there's $1 billion being paid to fired head coaches in the NFL. So some of this big money, you know, talking with their dollars, it sometimes just gets turned on its head. And in this case, it was bad. I'm going off in tangents though, but we're here to cover it all of the NFL offseason stuff, which frankly, it calls to our attention. It's important enough because the NFL is just amazing. But I mean, I'm putting it to bed. Justin Fields, he's not it. You could argue he's still a starting quarterback, but there's so many quarterbacks better than him. And Caleb Williams is one of them. The Bears better take him. I think they will. It's projected that three quarterbacks are going to go, you know, Mel Kiper, those other rascals, projecting that it's going to go Caleb Williams. Then Jaden Daniels is going to go to the Commanders. Drake May is going to go to the Patriots. And then Marvin Harrison is going to get picked up by the Cardinals, which Cardinals. This is a sweet position they're in, because in a lot of drafts, I think Marvin Harrison would go two, or maybe would go number one overall. But you have an amazing prospect in Caleb Williams, and just the Commanders and the Patriots just have stinky quarterbacks. They got, I mean, it's their biggest hole. They got to fix it. And as a Patriots fan, the Patriots got to get him out of here. Mac Jones out of here. They got to get someone. I don't study the draft as a job like Mel Kiper, and you know, the saying that emotion trumps logic, you know, you get emotional about the team you love. I wonder if the Patriots maybe should draft Marvin Harrison, maybe give Kirk Cousins a chance, but does that equal a championship? I don't think so. Kirk Cousins was having a great year, but he's not big time in prime time. You know, it might attribute to more wins, but I don't think it's going to take him to the postseason, to the Super Bowl again. But they got a lot of fixing to do. But the Patriots have just cut J.C. Jackson. That was about a couple days ago. And New England's got over $100 in salary cap. They, you know, they can make some moves. And head coach Gerard Mayo is at the helm. And they're going to do things a little bit differently in Foxborough. So it'll be interesting. That some people are loving Bo Nix. I think he's a good facilitator. I mean, he was comfortable at Oregon. He had, you know, played college football for 10 years. That helps as well. Oregon's got great hype. It's an awesome place, great gear, of course. I mean, you just have pure confidence as the quarterback in Oregon. You got guys around you, and Troy Franklin, Bucky Irving. I mean, Oregon's a great place to be quarterback, especially as Bo Nix, you know, was in year 8. So he just showed that confidence making the right decision. He's just smart. And I think maybe, it sounds crazy, maybe the Patriots could maybe try to snipe Marvin Harrison and wait to get Bo Nix in the second round. Don't know if that's possible. You see these mock drafts of, you know, people, insert diehard. I'm a diehard fan of this team that hasn't made the playoffs a lot lately. And you see that their layout of this just draft board. You know, who's, we're going to take this guy in the first, second, third, and fourth. And then you look at it closely and it's like, oh, so you're going to get Jaden Daniels in the first round and then Brock Bowers in the second round. And then Joe Alt, the best offensive tackle available in the third round. Just the most unrealistic things ever that are absolutely not going to happen. But, you know, they think like they should work in the front office for their NFL team, because if they got these amazing prospects, you know, drafted all of them, their team would be amazing. And yeah, they would be, but you're not going to get, you know, a top 15 overall player in the third round. You know, in the second round, it's possible, but highly unlikely, because there's so many scouts, so many statisticians, all these people with their heads, you know, on a swivel, making sure they make the right decisions. So those draft boards always crack me up. But I think Caleb Williams has got to be the guy to go. Maybe go bet on it after a week of, you know, some other quarterback shining bright, or, you know, some wacky report trying to hate on Caleb Williams says he's not going to go number one and maybe win a couple bucks off of it. But I think it's pretty obvious he's going to go number one if he's alive by the time the draft starts. Plain and simple. Mel Kiper, you know, he chimed in on the draft. Of course, articles about the top 10 free agents. I think it's interesting. It's a lot of guys we don't think about. I mean, this is just on NFL.com, but they have Chris Jones as the number one free agent. And he's amazing. And it's going to cost the Chiefs $32 million if they franchise tag him. That's a hefty price. But the Chiefs, maybe they have one Super Bowl, but the Chiefs, there's no shot they go back-to-back like they just did without Chris Jones in their lineup. He's a game wrecker. He's amazing. They have Kirk Cousins as the number two. He had an amazing year before he ruptured his Achilles. He really was shining bright. Yes, he had Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, Justin Jefferson. And, you know, when he got Jay Jett and those guys, good stuff's going to happen. He had no backfield. Alexander Mattison and Chandler and Akers, all horrible. And also getting beat up, which is unfortunate. But Kirk Cousins did some great things. And he's 36 years old, but I think he can keep going. See how he'll rehab from this Achilles. But, you know, he's not mobile, so I don't think it can affect him much. But he's a guy maybe you want to give him a 2 or 3 year deal, but, you know, not 5 or 6, you know, because of his age. He's coming off of injury, but there, you know, you could talk yourself into an upside with him for sure. Josh Allen, the edge. Josh Allen, the defender. Josh Allen, the Jaguar. Let's get that straight. Is the number third free agent from Jacksonville. I mean, this guy's amazing. Best linebacker on the market, really. I mean, he's not far behind Warner and TJ Watt. But Josh Allen's amazing. And Josh Allen also gave us the opportunity in London last season, to see Josh Allen sack Josh Allen. So truly remarkable. First time ever in NFL history. He's 27 years old. He's been amazing. And he's had a great year. And he'll be worth the money. And a lot of these top free agents are defensive guys that, you know, really aren't thought about, you know, because they're not scoring touchdowns, but they're stuffing up the stat sheet. Christian Wilkins is listed as number four on the NFL.com, the D tackle from the Dolphins. Brian Burns as edge from the Panthers. Man, the Panthers faithful love this guy, but he's worth a lot of money. But he does it all. Great edge rusher. And he'll be worth a lot of money, but it might be worth it. Legarius Sneed is number six. He had a great year. The secondary for the Chiefs might have been the best in the league. Like, you really got to think about it. They were tough, and Sneed and McDuffie did some amazing things. Justin Matabuki, the D tackle for the Ravens, he upped his pass rushing, overall just pressured, and that's all you can ask for. He did great. Antoine Winfield Jr., the safety from the Buccaneers, he's grown up. Got that Super Bowl with that old team with Brady, with Gronk. And now his contract, that rookie contract's out. He's a free agent. And he's been a great cover guy. He does some great things, great safety. Daniel Hunter also, his contract's expired for the Vikings, and he's been a great edge as well. You know, 16 and a half sacks. Ooh. Anyone would take that. And then number 10 on NFL.com is Mike Evans, but a few days ago, the Buccaneers wisely got him back a two-year, $52 million deal. So Evans was listed as the top wide receiver available. He's no longer available. And following him, the other skills guys, Michael Pittman, Saquon Barkley, Calvin Ridley, those are really your free agent guys that, you know, pass catchers, backfield guys that can do some damage, do some things. Bucks still haven't re-signed Baker Mayfield, but you'd think that it's trending that they will do that as well. But we'll have to see. I mean, Baker Mayfield's probably going to get $30 million a year if they do this deal. That's just how the quarterback market's going, which it's insane because, you know, he's only won two playoff games in his career. But, well, Daniel Jones won one and got the most insane contract, you know, I can remember for a lousy quarterback. The last thing I want to talk about, which I think is really exciting, is an 18-game season in the NFL. This will likely take place in 2030. You know, we still got a horizon to go. But the current 17-game format schedule, it's implemented until 2030. So you can see some changes. I mean, it's possible before then, but likely not. But the 18-game season, what does this do? Well, of course, it gets the NFL more money because you have another week of football. But really, it extends the NFL schedule, but in a very interesting way. Every team would get two byes, which I think could be very interesting. Will help you stay healthy. And you think about 17-game season with one bye versus an 18-game season with two byes. I think I would take that. You're telling me I have to play one extra game, but I also get a bye, you know, somewhere to break this up well. So I think that's, you know, really great. And here's the other catch. You know, there's thoughts where the trade deadline might be shifted, this and that. Those are things that are hard to remember. But with this 18-game format, the Super Bowl is on President's Day weekend. So if they pull this off correctly, President's Day weekend, that's Sunday, is your Super Bowl. The next day, President's Day, you don't got to work, sleep in, you know, sober up, whatever, you know, however you do your Super Bowl. But I mean, you know, I think it was a few years ago, I know after the last Super Bowl, say, oh my gosh, Monday's got to become a national holiday or something. We can't do this. I mean, it's just ridiculous. This way though, I mean, Monday will be a holiday. So, I mean, it just makes President's Day weekend. It'd be amazing. Super Bowl. You can go on a trip, go find a sweet Airbnb, watch the Super Bowl the next day. No hurry. It's a holiday. So I definitely think this is going to happen. I mean, number one, it brings in more moolah for everyone. You can talk the fans into, I mean, I'm President's Day, Super Bowl. Pretty sweet. Also the players, second bye. And I mean, more games, more fun, more injuries, maybe, but also this second bye helps, you know, helps you get right. And, you know, I think they have until, you know, they got a few years, the NFL, you know, the fans, the players union, everyone kind of has some time to get their thoughts together and really put together the best plan so that everyone's happy, everyone's on the same page and down for this. But I mean, I really think we're trending in this direction, but it'll be exciting. Going to be in a few years, less than a decade, but I mean, you know, we're saying the Olympics are going to be in Salt Lake City in 2034 or something like that. So, you know, it's wishful thinking. It probably will happen, but it just feels so far away, but it'll be here before you know it. And I think an 18-game NFL season will be here before we know it. But think about it. Super Bowl, I'll work tomorrow. That thought process might only happen to you for, you know, 5 more years, maybe 6. After that, no, baby, we got school on Tuesday. We got work on Tuesday. I got an obligation on Tuesday because Monday, the day after the Super Bowl, is a holiday. It's President's Day. I can chill. I can sleep in. I can have a amazing time at the Super Bowl, not worrying about going to the office on Monday. We're trending in this direction. We'll have to see what happens. I'm just talking to the microphone. I don't got this power. But, you know, Boomer Esiason was talking about this. You get a lot of guys talking about this. Soon the commissioner might be talking about this. But you got to get the players 2 byes. Even with 17 games, I think the players need 2 byes. It's just crazy the contact that they go through. But, I don't know, let us know on Win By Two on Instagram or X. What do you think about this 18-game NFL season? You know, and think about it. Put your cap on. Put your coach's cap on, your commissioner cap on, fan cap on, player cap on. I think we can all come to one accord, chime in a little bit here and there, but format the best season that includes 18 games and includes the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend so that the day after is a holiday. And we're starting to get the best of both worlds. A little bit of everything, and it just makes one amazing stew. So there's your NFL offseason. Try to keep it relevant because the NFL is just that good. And we're in a bit of a lull. Spring training in the MLB, eh. NHL, it's so awesome, but just that playoff hockey is something different. We're not there yet. The NBA, it's been good. It's been good. We're not to the playoffs yet. And we really have 1 week left, and then we get conference tournaments for men's, women's basketball, and then we get the NCAA tournament. So we're so close to that. We're so close to the Masters. You know, it's everything's just starting to bloom, but it's not its beautiful, you know, final form yet. But, you know, that's always what happens, you know, the end of February, start of March. But there's still some great sports to watch. The NBA's in full swing, and I think the NCAA tournament's going to be great. Who knew? Upsets? Cinderella stories? Wow. It's like I'm the first person to ever think of that. But this has been Win By Two with Spencer Porter. Have a great rest of your day or night, whatever time you're watching this, and we'll catch you next time.